As promised, we're joined right now by a Pro Bowl running back for the Minnesota Vikings. He had 42 yards in Sunday's win over San Francisco, nearly 1,000 yards from scrimmage, 8 touchdowns last season. He was the 181st pick overall back in 2013 out of UCF. Minnesota's 1-0. They're at Green Bay on Sunday. Vikings running back Latavius Murray is my guest. Latavius, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. All right, so let me ask you about the opening game. You beat the 49ers 24-16, and the team found a way to win on both sides of the ball. As you look back on that game, what did you like most about it? What kind of thoughts do you have?
That we found a way to win. I think defensively, obviously, they played big time in the red zone, forcing a lot of turnovers. That way it was I think you're looking at a completely different game. But offensively, we did enough, but I think we can be a lot better, and I think we're going to need to be just going forward.
Latavius Murray, my guest. Offensively, it was the regular season debut for Kirk Cousins. So what do you make of what he's brought to the team and to the offense?
A lot of excitement, a lot of energy. I think he has an arm on him. You've seen a few passes there to Diggs, especially to run to Rudy. Just a big-time playmaker. So we're excited to obviously keep building off of that and the things that we did well the other night. We're just looking to just keep getting better, each week. And I think the sky's the limit for this offense and the weapons that we have on offense.
Yeah, right. I mean, when you look at the talent that you have on the offense, when you look at how nasty that defense is, the Super Bowl buzz is already building. So how are you dealing with that? For instance, is this something you like to hear, or are you just shutting that out completely?
Shutting it out, because we know it's a long way until, you know, we get to that point. And so, we know for us, we have to take care of, you know, week by week. And so we can't look no further than that. This is the NFL, and, it's hard to win games week in and week out. So we can't look no further. We can't look to the Super Bowl. We have to take care of business right now and, just prepare each week for the opponent we have, and we'll see where that takes us.
And that opponent's Green Bay this week. Vikings running back Latavius Murray, my guest. Dalvin Cook and the other running backs refer to you as the big brother of the running backs room, and that you're the guy who leads them and shows them the ropes. What's that role mean to you, and how do you go about approaching it?
Yeah, it means a lot because, you know, when I came in as a rookie, I had guys older than me that, took me under their wing and treated me the right way, didn't treat me like I was a rookie, didn't treat me as if they were too good because they had a lot of years and experience. They took me under their wing, and so I try to do the same thing for Dalvin and the other young running backs in the room. Give them advice, help them out, try and do what I can to make them a better pro, and that's on the field and off the field. And again, because I was treated that way, that's the only way I know how to go about it.
And I would imagine one of the guys you're talking about is Maurice Jones-Drew. He was like the big brother in your running backs room. So where did you learn about him or from him about being a professional running back?
Well, I think as you look at Maurice's career and obviously the things that he's doing right now, so I think he really set himself up for a life after football. And he was doing, a talk show during his career, maybe at the end of his time in Jacksonville and then even in Oakland. Connecting, networking, just doing more, doing what you can, when you have that off day and, when you're off the field, and then obviously the way he went about the game and his preparation, his knowledge about the game, he played so many years, and he played it at a high level and it showed in the meeting rooms. And so, learning a lot from him there, technique and protections and things like that.
Latavius Murray joining us. So you've got the Packers on Sunday, as I mentioned. Every game is important, without question. But does it feel even bigger when it's the Vikings and the Packers?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a rivalry game. You're talking about Green Bay. You're talking about a division game in Green Bay. And, at this point, at this moment, it doesn't get bigger than that for us. It is the next game, but it's, again, as I said, it's a division game. It's in Green Bay, so... this is a great opportunity for us to, take it to the next level, see how we match up against their defense and test the character of our team in general.
And then are you expecting to see Aaron Rodgers on the field?
He's done some good things.
you know, you're talking about a future Hall of Famer and a competitor at the highest level. And so I would expect him to find his way on the field. But again, we're preparing for whichever quarterback that they decide to play. And, you know, I think we'll be ready to go either or.
Vikings running back Latavius Murray, my guest. You know, I saw you tweeting about your former Raiders teammate Khalil Mack on Sunday. What did you make of how things ended for him in Oakland and then that trade to Chicago?
You know, I think it was very surprising because, you know, if I was being honest, when my time in Oakland, defense had a lot of ups and downs, and but one thing that remained constant was Khalil's play and, you know, the things that he did on defense. And I think it was easy for anybody to see that he was no doubt the best defensive player on that team, if not the best player on the team. So to see a guy like that walk out of an organization or get away is just was surprising to me. But again, you know, when you look at it from the business side, because you have to, what Oakland received for Khalil and then what Khalil received financially from the Bears, you can say it's a win-win for them both at this point. So you can't ever ignore the business side of things because at the end of the day, you know, that's what it is.
Latavius Murray joining us for a few more moments, having a really nice conversation right now. Listen, being in Chicago means that you're going to see him twice a year. So when you get the ball and you see him in the hole, how do you go about dealing with him? Do you try to throw a move or maybe you just try to run the guy over?
Well, you got to do whatever works that specific play. I'm going to try to stay away from him, put it that way. I'm going to try to get away from him as much as I can. We'll try to put hats on him. You have to, because as you've seen the other night, he's definitely a game wrecker. But we won't have to worry about Khalil, at least not for a few weeks. And so we'll have to worry about what Green Bay does at this point and deal with Khalil when that time comes.
You know, before I let you go, I want to ask you about something that was unfortunately very, very sad over the summer when offensive line coach Tony Sperano passed away. You, of course, played for him in Oakland and again in Minnesota. He used to call you Honey Bear and Sugar Bear after your dyed hair. Are you able to really put into words what he meant to you as a player and as a person?
I mean, you really can't. It's hard because, you know, I think everything is about relationships and you know, the growth that Tony and I had, you know, in Oakland, him taking over as the head coach and me becoming a starter while he was the head coach. And then it kind of started from there, my career in Oakland, to be honest. And then coming here as a free agent and Tony being the offensive line coach and, you know, the success we had last year. It's definitely hard to put in words, but, you know, he's impacted my career in a very, very positive way. And I'm appreciative that I got to spend, you know, more than half my years with him that I've been in the NFL. Very, very thankful for that. So, you know, again, we know what Tony will want this season. And so that's helped us, kind of, you know, rest, and have ease knowing that he will want us to go out there and, you know, play this game at a high level and do whatever it takes to win. And so that's how we, you know, we've been approaching this. And, you know, hopefully we can remember him this season with a very happy ending.
Latavius Murray, my guest, you know, final thought, and it keeps coming up when players talk about Sperano, is how much he cared about the guys, and not just his players, but his men. For instance, you're working on an MBA from Syracuse. You went to Europe in the offseason. You're engaged to be married. You just had a son. I would imagine that he'd be thrilled for you about all those things. Let me quickly ask you about the MBA. You've already got so much on your plate. Why was it important for you to pursue an MBA and to do it right now? And what's that like?
Yeah, well, for one, the NFL gives us the opportunity to do so. And, you know, they provide money for it if you want to go back to school. So I think that was the, you know, first thing. I remember reading a book, listening to an audio book, and they were saying, you know, obviously, you know, college tuition is very expensive. But when you have the opportunity to do it for free, like me, at full ride, going to UCF, and then now even going back to get a master's, and it's paid for, you know, you'd be it would behoove you not to, you know, ignore that. So, given that opportunity, I had to take advantage, and it was a chance for me to grow and learn. And again, trying to think about my time after football when I'm done and see what other avenues it, you know, it takes me.
Keep trying to get rid of you, but one last question. You mentioned UCF. You're one of the legends of UCF football. The program's coming off an undefeated season. They're 2-0 right now. How much pride do you take in the fact that you were one of the guys that played a huge role in building that program to what it is now?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride. It was one of the reasons why I went to UCF because of, I guess, where they were at that point and where they wanted to go in the direction that they were going. And I wanted to be a part of something great. And, you know, I remember, you know, when we graduated and, you know, each year I think they kind of kept maybe getting better and better. They went to obviously a different conference that had a lot more competition and just that reminder of like, yeah, you know, this was, you know, a result of, you know, my hard work and every other teammate that I played there with, the point that they're at right now. And obviously there was no better season last year than the one they had. And, you know, hoping that they can repeat that this year. And I'll be watching every way regardless. That's definitely home.
So far, so good. They're 2-0, and they're coming off an undefeated season. Minnesota 1-0, and they're at Green Bay on Sunday. Latavius Murray, my guest. Didn't mean to keep you so long, Latavius, but it was a great conversation, man. Great to get caught up. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jim.
You too, Latavius. Great having you back. Appreciate you. Latavius Murray,